Dinesh D'Souza, welcome to Mornings on the Mall. It is such an honor to have you with us.
Hey, thank you so much. Great to be on the show.
As I was saying, I'm a huge fan. I've seen all your movies, some of them more than once. So, all right, easy, Mary.
You're going over the top. We're going to scare them off.
I'm totally a fan.
Well, no. I'm really excited because I've only been writing books now for 25 years, and this is actually my 16th book, I believe. But I only started making movies in 2012, kind of propelled by Obama. And so I like the idea of doing these as a 1-2 punch. I do the book to lay out the intellectual blueprint, and then I use the movie to tell the story and also make an emotional impact.
Well, this latest movie, you know, in America, let's like kind of bring it back to what we're up to. You call it The Big Lie, exposing the Nazi roots of the American left. And it's interesting because when we see these protests on campuses across the country, oftentimes these left-wing groups are the anti-fascists. They're framing themselves up as they're the ones opposing the Nazis. But you take this from a different perspective.
Well, first of all, when you look at these so-called Antifa, these anti-fascists, and you just kind of look at them, you see that they're dressed in black, they're sort of costumed, they wear masks to cover their faces. They often carry weapons, sticks, batons, baseball bats, bike locks, and so on. And the purpose of this is to beat people up and to break things and overturn things. They disrupted Trump's inauguration. They show up on campus to drive speakers off the campus. Now, you just have to ask yourself this question. Who did this kind of stuff? And the answer is Mussolini's black shirts on the streets of Rome in the 20s or the Nazi brown shirts in the 1930s. So we have a kind of an irony that the people who purport to be anti-fascist are dressing, talking, and acting in a fascist way.
Do you see, though, maybe the signs of a pushback against all of this, even a little bit from the left? They've gone too far. Do you see that?
Well, I do think that the street kind of thugs have gotten a little out of hand, but there are more disturbing sort of fascist strains that go right into the mainstream of the Democratic Party. One of them is, you know, the Nazis had a term called Gleichschaltung, and what they meant by this is, the word means coordination, but what they meant is we have to bring the whole society, all the institutions of the culture, into line with Nazi ideology. Flying the swastika or doing the Heil Hitler salute was a symbol of that. Now, interestingly, in America, we don't have Gleichschaltung, but we do have political correctness, the way the left tries to do the same thing, so that in Hollywood, in academia, in the media, if you are a dissenter, I mean, boy, they will try to ruin your career, destroy you, smear your reputation, drive you from public life. In the movie business, there's a group called Friends of Abe, about 2,000 writers, movie directors, and so on. And these are guys who literally meet in secret. They show up in disguise. They can't let their names become public. Why? Because if they did, these guys would never work again. So think of the intolerant atmosphere. And this is not, you know, this is not the guys on the street in Berkeley. These are guys who run the major studios and have massive influence in American culture.
You know, you talk about the big lie, but the issue here is for the American left is it seems like the big lie, if that's what they're projecting, isn't necessarily taking hold. Electorally, they've been devastated. The 2018 map doesn't look much better. And recent surveys have shown that among white working class voters especially, they find themselves much more in line with the Republican Party than the Democratic Party. What is would you say that the Democratic propaganda machine, to the extent that you think it exists, is it effective right now?
Well, if this was a one-to-one fight between the Republican Party and the Democratic Party, then the Republicans would win hands down. I mean, it's no secret the Republicans control all three branches of government right now. But here's the point. The left has unleashed its secret weapon. Its secret weapon is the combined force of academia, the media, and Hollywood, the entire entertainment industry, Broadway, all the cartoonists, all the comedians. Now, remember that while Trump's victory is temporary, these guys own these institutions. It's almost impossible to retake them. And so what you now have is this massive fight between these two very powerful institutions. The big lie, as the term that I use, Hitler came up with the term. And what he meant by the big lie is that small lies can be easily detected, But really, big lies are difficult to get your head around, and so it's easier to sell a big lie. So the big lie here that the left is unleashed, and they're doing it through education and through media, the big lie is that fascism and Nazism are phenomena of the right. And they use this to license all this crazy extremist stuff they're doing, not just the street Antifa, but also the effort to oust Trump by a kind of coup. They're trying to get him no matter what he did or didn't do. And they're justifying it by saying, wouldn't we have been right to throw Hitler out by any means necessary in the early 1930s? So what I try to do is I expose the cozy relationship between the Democratic Party and fascism in the 20s and 30s. That's the historical part of the book. And then I show that after the war, after World War II, when fascism became stained with the reputation of a Holocaust, the progressives who were coming to power in America and the universities and the media, they very cleverly covered up all this secret history, and they tried to move fascism from the left-wing column, where it always belonged, into the right-wing column.
Yeah, with that, and again, it was all a big lie. But I go back to the hearings that we're having in Congress about a lack of free speech on campus, investigations into racism against whites and Asians on campuses. I wonder if this can actually really take hold in this country. Do we see it?
Well, Trump is fighting back, and I love the fact that this guy fights on all fronts. I mean, he's fighting the political and the culture war. So while he's trying to repeal Obamacare, withdrawing from the trade pact, he's changed the Supreme Court. He's also swatting Meryl Streep, taking on Saturday Night Live. So this guy is active on all fronts, but he's facing a terrifying array of opposition, and some of which is coming from the Republican Party. The intellectual movement of the conservatives has completely gone AWOL on Trump and have sort of almost turned against Trump. So he has a difficult task ahead. But I do think that he is the necessary man for our time.
Well, it's been fascinating speaking with you. The book is called The Big Lie, Exposing the Nazi Roots of the American Left. I will try to read it, but if not, I would really look forward to the movie. I'm just saying.
Try both. Try both. Yes. Dinesh is on the line, Mary. Come on.
Dinesh D'Souza, thank you.
Book first and
movie
and
second.
Because I lay out the intellectual argument, the
excellent
blueprint of the
right.
book.
Well, Dinesh D'Souza, thank you so much for joining us. It's been a pleasure.
And
have a great day.
And it's available everywhere.
Thank you.
Everywhere.